This is episode number 2131 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 17th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Just what you would expect from Britney Spears after she's been so mad at her family and taken off her clothes because of her family and not doing music. She says now she loves her sister, Jamie Lynn, unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Calls the public feud so tacky.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't she the one that was like going like, you know, people are dead to me, mm-hmm. or whatever?
I mean, yeah.
Like, anyway.
I thought she didn't like Jamie Lynn anymore.
No, I know. She said because she didn't stick up for her when it came to dad. You know.
So now she likes Jamie Lynn?
She says she loves her unconditionally.
Oh, I guess sister love or something.
Yeah, sister love. This all happened in a lengthy statement she posted on Twitter over the weekend.
A lengthy statement.
I don't have time to read it all. Something the one that catches here, though, in the middle of this whole diatribe, I'm honestly shocked dad isn't in jail. Come on. Anyway.
I think a lot of people are. Sometimes I am.
So anyway, I'm glad that their public feud is over, maybe, or tacky, or whatever it is. Right. All right.
Moving on from Britney Spears.
Time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Aunt Becky was robbed.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I mean, really robbed?
No,
or
ever,
she was robbed of a.
It's not of her title as Queen of Lifetime Movies, even though she wasn't.
Right, okay.
She probably thought she was. But in real life. Lori Loughlin and hubby Mossimo Giannulli.
Yeah.
Their home was burglarized earlier this month.
Yes. Really?
The robbery occurred.
Well, you wouldn't tell us if it was a lie.
That's true. I would.
You would not.
I wouldn't, because you know.
You would say allegedly robbed.
The robbery occurred while no one was home at the time of the incident.
Wow.
The Los Angeles Police Department had no immediate comment.
And they have nothing to go on, so they must have taken the toilet. No, I'm kidding. It's an old joke.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You've never heard that? You've never heard that? Oh, come on. That's awesome. A kid joke. That's a joke from junior high. It's like they took the toilet seat so the police had nothing to go on. But I'm bummed. Oh, come on now.
Anywho, Lori's rep confirmed the burglary, though no details were provided. Now, according to TMZ...
Oh, well, there's the details.
Yes.
There's where the details
the
are.
The thieves were dressed all in black.
How do they know this?
Probably cameras.
Oh, yeah, cameras.
Yeah. Dressed all... Or a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be that. And all in black, they wore masks when they were... Well, of course, maybe they were being COVID sensitive.
They were wearing masks when they were COVID sensitive.
When they
COVID sensitive,
they allegedly entered the home by smashing a bedroom window.
Oh!
And they stole. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
$1 million worth of jewelry.
Oh, come on!
Including Lori's jewelry box.
Oh, come on! She doesn't own $1 million. I think that's for insurance purposes. Oh, we're gonna tell the insurance company there was $1 million worth of jewelry here.
I can't see there being $1 million worth of jewelry in there.
Really?
That video footage, it's made it difficult to identify suspects.
Because they were dressed in black and they had masks on.
Yes.
They were COVID sensitive.
Yes. That's the downside of the COVID world, is you can't identify people as easy. Now, a housekeeper...
I'm glad they're okay.
A housekeeper and private security alerted police to the incident.
Mm-hmm.
And detectives are still investigating the crime.
Well, yes, there you go. It's probably some sort of ring.
Dun, dun, dun.
There you go.
Well, Kanye was interviewed last week on Hollywood Unlocked.
What, is there any other news besides this Kanye guy? I mean, seriously.
It's kind of funny, though.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. So, now first,
mm-hmm.
and evidently Kim probably should be worried because, you know, Jason Momoa is free now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And he is in his 40s.
Aha. See, he's more age appropriate for Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Now, first of all, there's way too much of what Ye said for us to fit into this newscast.
Oh, yeah,
because,
no.
Well, you know.
We don't have 3 days.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I'll summarize.
Okay.
Now, apparently, Ye was pissed last week when Kim's security wouldn't let him in to pick up and drop off the kids.
Well, that's not right. I mean, he's done nothing wrong to her. He should be allowed on the grounds. I mean, it's a right of his to be able to visit his children, right? Right.
Well, he was on the grounds.
Okay.
They just didn't want him to go in.
Oh, they didn't want to go in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Okay. Now, reportedly, North wanted to show Daddy something in the house, but
that's
allegedly...
Awkward. That's awkward.
Pete BDE Davidson was there.
Oh, even more awkward.
So, yeah. So then Kanye spoke out about allegedly dropping a fan at 3 a.m. last week in downtown
LA. I remember that. Allegedly.
And, yeah, so, and the fan stating, he's good. Well, and Kanye said, actually, Kanye said he's good.
He's good, which means Kanye gave him some money to go away.
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard much more of
that. No.
There's a police investigation. There was a TMZ video, but you saw the guy on the ground, but you never saw anybody hit the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
My guess is the same as yours. Mm-hmm. There was payola involved.
Yeah, yeah.
I think money probably exchanged hands.
I think I heard somewhere that this guy was also a paparazzi asking for an autograph or something like that. And guys don't give autographs anymore. I don't know if you know this or not, but people sell autographs on eBay,
yeah.
Which is why celebrities will not do autographs anymore, because they know you're going to take their autograph and sell it on eBay.
That's true.
You know. Hmm. He wasn't a true fan, I'll bet that's what Kanye said. Not a
true fan. If I got someone's autograph that I would really want to get,
yeah,
I wouldn't sell it.
I know, but people do.
See, I know.
That's the thing now.
Because nothing's sacred anymore.
No, autographs and stuff.
So in the interview, Ye said, I am the richest black man and North's father, right? And
right.
The security was able to stop me from going into the room with my daughter.
Right.
And that had not been defined.
That had not been defined. Preach. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I heard he wrote a song, you know, dissing Pete Davidson. So. You know,
oh, did he?
Yeah. He ain't happy with the whole Pete Davidson. And also, I would like to warn everybody that Pete Davidson needs to stay, you know, attached to Kim Kardashian so that he doesn't make a play for Halle Berry. Because that...
Oh, give it a rest.
I'm still concerned about that.
He won't.
he won't.
He'd have to get past Van first.
Nah, he'd move in. He'd move in. That's the way that works.
I don't think they'd run in the same circles. That's just me.
Okay. We'll see. I'm willing to put money on it. Because he's... Pete BDE Davidson.
Nah, they ain't gonna happen.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.